This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, party peoples. Welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies. Boys, girls, NBs, I did not plan out an intro section. What are we talking about?
Uh-oh.
I got nothing.
And it was a slow week. Like, nothing happened in my life.
It was a slow week for me as well, actually.
I can tell you about the glucose test I had to take.
We could talk about the stream where we went and ranked the best 303 lyrics.
Oh, that was fun.
And Josh wasn't pissed. And now he's pissed.
I was eating a nice homemade spaghetti and meatballs dinner made by my girlfriend watching The League on Hulu. And I come into stream, and I'm like, this isn't Canada's worst driver. And Christian's like, yeah, we ranked 303 lyrics, and I was upset because I wanted to be there for that.
I just want to say, we made it 9 minutes into Canada's worst driver, okay? I gave you a chance. There was time for you to get there. What else did we do on the stream? It was a very fun stream.
I unboxed.
A lot of variety.
I had a BoxyCharm box.
You did an unboxing on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
We watched me struggle to try to make a tier list with
40
people watching me and me just panicking.
People got to watch us eat for free.
Yeah. Normally you have to go over to Stuffy Chrissy on OnlyFans.com.
How about we read a review left over on Apple Podcasts? 5 stars reviews goes over. Link in the description.
Josh, I said Stuffy Chrissy.
Yeah.
On OnlyFans.com. That's a good one.
That's
better
than
Tucky Chrissy.
That's when you have allergies. Is Stuffy Chrissy.
Let's hear that review.
This show is the chup to my churd. I found this podcast on TikTok and have been binging it since. This banter is hilarious and is most perfect way to spend my hours at work.
Oh, thank you.
Not only do they actually raise great points to counteract some very beta humans and thoughts, but their consistent attempts at making a pun work in any sentence makes it all the better. You beta your sweet ass it is. Highly recommend this podcast for anyone that likes to feel part of a fun conversation between friends. Plus, I'm convinced my boyfriend and Christian are related. He does that T-Rex arm thing when he sleeps, too, and can fall asleep in 0.02 seconds. Okay, bye. How do you know?
What's T-Rex arm thing? I do this a lot, but what is T-Rex arm thing when I sleep? Is it when I do this?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I do sleep on my arm.
An insane nugget of information to know about you.
Yeah, it's weird when the listeners find out a little bit of trivia about me. I was like, huh.
And do you completely forget that you ever talked about it on the podcast? Then somebody brings it up and you're like, who told you that?
We did.
Yeah. And a quick shout out. Go over to our Discord. You can, if you go over to patreon.com/judgespod, for $1, you can get on our Discord. Here's a little trivia about Christian that I was about 4 days too late to jump in on. People are talking about, oh, something corporate. I love something corporate. Guess who opened for the first concert I ever went to? I've told Josh and Erica this story about 1,000 fucking times. Who's the first band I saw in concert?
Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte. You know who opened for Good Charlotte that night?
Something corporate.
It fucking rocked.
I have no idea what band that is.
Me either.
I could not tell you a single song by them, but I know that they opened, and I was like, hooray, these guys rock. I was a little 9-year-old Christian.
Another fun fact about the podcast and Christianism.
Actually, we don't got enough time for that.
What episode number is this?
97. 98.
Oh my God, we're so close to 100, mm-hmm. You guys.
When we started this podcast, Christian was very nervous because he was afraid that there was only 3 stories he could tell. And one of the three stories was that his first concert he went to was Good Charlotte. And I think we made it to an episode 98 before you let people know that your first concert was Good Charlotte. You were so afraid that you were going to let it slip every episode.
Have we never talked about that before?
No,
we have not.
What was your first concert, Joshua?
Bo Burnham.
Really?
Yeah, three times. And then Chance the Rapper.
Okay, well, at least you redeemed yourself with the last one there. My first concert was in 1999 or 2000. I can't remember.
New Kids on the Block?
No, it was Britney Spears. And it was either NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. I can't remember.
Insane. And you fell asleep. What an
absolute banger of
a show. I fell asleep. Yeah. How it was some like all day festival. And
you were just T-Rex arms up in the crowd?
There's a picture of my mom enjoying the Britney Spears concert, and I'm literally sleeping on her chest. And I was like 5.
Be cute.
It was very cute. I don't remember a single thing. Apparently, I was in the same airspace, same vicinity as Britney Spears at one point in my life.
Apparently.
And I don't recall. But I've been to a lot of concerts, so.
Whoa.
Brag. Jeez.
Music is a big thing in my family's lives. None of us are musically talented except my sister, but we all like it, so.
And if you want to leave reviews about what your favorite concert was or first concert was, go over to Apple and leave a 5-star review and tell us and we'll read it. But we don't just read comments on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And what that entails is us going online, finding silly little tales and laughing our shiny little asses off and judging people. And sometimes the wonderful Erica does that.
Yes. I don't know that I've ever heard my butt referred to as shiny. But we'll go with it.
Well, you should bite my shiny metal ass.
Okay. Today I fucked up by thinking it was normal to shower with socks on.
Hate it.
Okay. First, is there an age? That's the only real detail I need to know to go off of.
What's the...
You'll get the age in the story.
Christian, I just need to know if are they older than 12?
Before, yes. Yeah, before the answer, like, is 12 your limit to where it's kind of fucked? Because I feel like any age over 4 is fucked.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe they were a bath taker their whole life. So now they moved houses at 6th grade.
Hang on, I'm kind of seeing
it. And now they have a walk-in shower, and they're like, oh, well, when I go to the YMCA down the street, everyone wears their sandals close like enough to socks. Shoes.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't have sandals. I'll just wear my socks in there. And then it's like, it's kind of nice with the socks in there.
I kind of get that. The idea of like the bottom of a shower being gross.
No, you're good. No, that made it so much worse.
Like, I kind of get that point, no, but it's wrong.
You can't keep pushing it forward. That's what is causing the issue here.
Idiot. You keep pulling it back and then you move the headset forward. And
it's
so
falling off my head. My tiny
make it smaller.
It'll go every time I squeeze it. You guys yell at me.
Why are your ears so high on your head?
I've got a long ass head, okay?
But you don't. I mean, you do have a long head. That doesn't mean your ears have to be so high.
Let's hope our son doesn't take after you because I need a very tiny head to push out, so.
It's a long head.
It's thin. It's a thin head. No girth to that noggin.
Yes. I mean, what are we
broad shoulders, here? Thin head. That's the way I like to thread this story.
Oh, yes. We're reading a story. That's so weird. I forgot I was doing that. All right. Today I fucked up by thinking it was normal to shower. Wait, I'm sorry. Are we reading titles? Oh, did I already? I already read it.
The title.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, we never really went on vacation or stayed anywhere overnight other than in our own home, aside from the occasional camping trip. And I was always taught from a young age that when I took a shower, I had to put on my shower socks, which were basically those grippy socks that the hospital gives you.
So they had special socks. That's a little bit less weird.
I just want to let it be known, I'm pissed that sometimes I make these jokes and I get way too close to the truth of the story.
We had hooks on the wall to hang the socks on so they could dry off.
Mm-mm.
Well, when I moved into my college dorm for the first time last month and went to take a shower, I asked my roommate where the sock hooks were.
Yeah, absolutely asinine question.
He looked at me confused, so I explained the hooks for putting your shower socks on so they can dry off.
Of course.
How did you get into college, idiot? You don't know about shower sock hooks?
It was community college. It was a public restroom.
They have dorms at community college?
Some.
He looked at me confused, so I explained the hooks for putting your shower socks on so they can dry off. He didn't believe me for some reason, so I showed him my shower socks, and he nearly died laughing.
Correct.
Apparently, for the past 20 years of my life, it was not normal to wear socks in the shower. And he has an edit here. Answering some questions. To wash my feet, I always took the shower handle thing and blasted my feet with water. I have not confronted my parents about this yet. Also, no, I haven't noticed people taking showers in movies not wearing socks. I can't remember any scene from any movie I've ever seen where someone was in the shower.
This person is so traumatized from their shower habits that they just block out all shower scenes.
No. It's a common thing in Hollywood. You have to pay the talent more money if you want them to show their feet. So really, you only ever see bare feet in like those porno flicks, you know?
That makes sense, because every time I watch a movie and they're like in their own home with their shoes on walking around, I'm like, it's not even house slippers. It's full on shoes that you wear outside. Like, this is not your house.
You have to pay actors more. House. It's just a common thing. Hey, if you were in the biz, you would get it. Okay.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, I get that. I get it. They should be paid more to see the feet.
You're trying to give them out for free. No! That's so much editing I have to do. I'm going to put like a fucking Sully's from Monster Inc.'s foot on there.
Well, that's about what they look like.
Is
it your turn to edit?
Yeah.
Oh, get those bad boys.
I'll just cut to me. You fool.
You absolute fool.
I'm not going to show my socks because they don't match the rest of my outfit. And it'd be embarrassing. How do you go about making a family tradition that's just completely bonkers like this?
Yeah.
Well, it would start with having a child, and then...
Well, yes.
The children know absolutely zero in the world. So you're the one teaching them literally everything.
I think it was a social experiment by the parents to see how long they could get their fucking dumbass kid to do it.
Like how your parents taught you you didn't like steak?
Okay, yeah.
What?
That's fair enough.
No.
Like your parents never told you you didn't like steak
because
until
it was too
like
expensive?
Yeah. They tell you, oh, you don't like steak. You always get the pork chop. It's $5 cheaper.
They gaslit you into ham?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so fucking funny that they gaslit you into ham.
What did Kim say she didn't learn until she was like 22 or 23 or something?
Until she moved in with her now husband.
Yeah.
We had ham and beans every night, and I knew I didn't like that shit.
Well, if you had a pork chop, it would be different, dude. I'm just saying, how do you find a sick fucking freak to be like, oh, I'm down with the shower socks. Let's pass that on to our...
I mean, honestly, it's not as weird as, like, I thought it was, like, you take off everything but your socks, you know? If they have dedicated socks, it's no different than, like...
poop gloves,
Shower shoes. I would just probably invest in shower shoes, and then like that's what I would use. It's not that weird,
but I mean, especially with like the grippy part of the socks, the parents are probably, you know, trying to prevent slips and falls.
Yeah,
which makes sense. But also, how often do you wash your shower
socks? That's the question, right? Like,
well, they're getting washed every time you shower.
Yeah, it's like a towel
to wash.
I own one towel. I've never washed it. It gets cleaner as it dries. Isn't that the riddle?
No.
Well, it does if you just make sure not to wash off all of the body wash. If you leave a little suds on.
Yeah, I leave the soap on my body.
I don't know why you're mad about this. This is just science.
It's disgusting. Okay, ready for the next one?
So ready, Erica.
Today I fucked up. Wait. Am I supposed to read the titles?
You're not supposed to.
But you're a little rebel. Accidentally reading the titles to two stories on my podcast?
Clickbait. Erica accidentally reads titles. Big arrow. That face that you just made, your foot next to it.
Oh my God. That's going to be the best thumbnail we've ever had.
Can you Photoshop somebody else's foot onto my foot, though? Because my feet are ugly.
That's really funny. Whose foot? Who do you think has dainty little sexy feet? I just self-reported that dainty feet are hot to me. Who do you think has nice, hot feet to you?
I don't want to answer that question.
Jake Gyllenhaal probably has some nice, dainty, hot feet.
I'm not into feet like you, apparently.
Meg Gyllenhaal, then? Maggie? Sorry, not Meg.
Today I fucked up because my boss caught me masturbating at work.
Yeah, that's a pretty big fuck up. Arguably more so than the sock shower.
Yeah, yeah. I would say this is a bigger
for sure.
This is a felony.
Probably. I don't
definitely.
Know.
Definitely.
Is it?
Indecent exposure.
Oh, yeah. We'll I see. Was in the lavatory. Oh,
okay.
We'll see.
I was jerking off into this asshole's shower socks. his kid's dad got caught with the fucking cum sock in the shower. And they're like, no, Wani, I swear, they're shower socks.
Oh my
Puts
God.
It on, cum
oh
between
my God.
Toes.
No.
Splooge between
hey, I heard
digits.
It's good for your skin.
And you
I'm
got
sorry.
That was the line, Erica.
I crossed it. I'm so sorry.
This is now gross. This
I mean,
is
that's
filthy.
What he's been telling me this whole time.
Make, I have never.
And we've made Christian the bad guy and continue.
This is a 22-year-old male. Was on his lunch break feeling particularly frisky. And I was on Reddit looking at leaks, just like Kanye. I get them from here. And it inspired me to write this post here, too.
Can we just stop real quick? It's not cool to look at leaks, right?
Leaks. Oh, like okay.
Like
celebrity
nudes?
Leaked nudes. Yeah. Got it. I thought like the plant, the vegetable. I was like, huh?
That's what he gets off to, dude. Is
that's fine.
The vegetable. I decided to rub one out in the bathroom, as I have done before in other jobs, and also while working from home.
I mean, the working from home one is more fine.
I do it at every job. That's how I can decide if I want to stay past the 30-day whatever it's
grace
called.
Period.
Yeah.
Hey, man, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I jizz on company time.
We share a single bathroom at work, and the men's room does not have a key. I was leaning on the door trying to stop anyone from entering, but apparently not back enough.
So he's like leaning back into the door.
Or is it,
I got it.
Or is it the power piss stance with one leg up?
That makes
like hunched over.
I could see that.
Or one arm up.
Okay. It wasn't leaning back enough as my boss, in parentheses, a friend of my mom's too, opened it and could see the porn I was watching, but nothing else.
But you have it set on the counter?
I think it was my boss, since he was the only one that was not in the office when I went in and didn't know I was in there. But it could have been one of my other two male coworkers at the office at that moment.
They're barging in to tell you to turn down the fucking porn.
I just started this job. This is so awkward.
Yeah,
you're
fired
for the grace period.
He usually drives me home, too, so the car ride might be interesting. Not looking forward to
walk.
It, really.
If it's less than 20 miles, walk.
20 miles.
I finished right after he closed the door.
What?
New kink dropped? Question mark.
Oh, he was mid-vinegar strokes. Okay.
What? What is a vinegar stroke?
It's from The League, and I've been watching The League, did I mention? Vinegar strokes is the face that you make right before you come, and it's you're in the spot of, like, anything could happen. I'm gonna come.
Uh-huh.
And then something happens, and then that's how you develop a kink. Just like this guy jizzing with his boss looking at his porn.
All right. So we have a pretty big edit here.
Pretty big edit. This can't go on TikTok.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we could try.
Get banned again.
It says, first of all, I would like to clarify a few points. This was my first time partaking in such activities outside of working from home.
Okay.
Second of all, the facilities were available to other colleagues in the adjacent bathroom, and the cleanliness of the one in use was not jeopardized in consideration of the colleagues and cleaning staff.
Okay.
No one was exposed to sexual fluids. I did not make eye contact with my boss as my back was to the door.
Legally, you can't fire him now.
They actually just made eye contact indirectly through the mirror.
I was going to say, the mirror doesn't count because I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at a reflection of you.
Yes.
Regarding the model of the pictures sent to me, which got this unfortunate train going, are available in her Instagram account. You can cut that.
Somebody was asking what he was jerking it to.
Yeah. Absolute Redditor move right there.
Sauce for science. Link for science.
Sitting at my station was pretty unnerving, and being that we have a few people working there who are of foreign descent, whenever they would talk and laugh to the boss in their language, I was jumpy as fuck. A few comments on here took the edge off, actually, as they addressed the funny aspect and the over-top responses I could give. I had a smoke break with my boss and colleagues and no one mentioned a thing, and we're talking about some baked goods I will make for them today. When we clocked out, I got in the car and my boss started asking about my sex life.
Oh, what?
Which he has done in the past.
What?
Whoa.
Particularly, his word of advice was to not say no to any woman, even though I explained my standards and the fact that I'm currently looking for something more rather than a shoot and scoot.
One, I've never heard it called a shoot and scoot.
I don't like that.
That's when you play basketball on those little scooters in gym.
Oh my God, I love that as a kid. I loved scooting and shooting as a kid.
Yeah.
He says, this coming from a married man was pretty crazy. The card wrote,
it's coming from an unmarried man. It's the fact that it's your boss is insane. Yeah.
Correct. The car ride was pretty uneventful after that, with us jamming to music, smoking a few cigarettes, and being in dead silence. I was not warned, nor was I told to stop, which I intended to do nonetheless. Have other questions, I'll try to respond.
Yeah, the car ride was fine. We just, you know, smoked a ciggy, listened to some tunes, beat off on the way back.
Yeah. A bunch of the comments are saying, like, you're a rookie. If there's no lock on the door, you shouldn't have been doing it.
You shouldn't be doing it at work.
Yeah.
Can we lock or not? How about you don't bust a knot? Does that make sense?
I'm going to go with the boo on that one. It's a bad pun. Yes.
If your boss is cool enough to blast a fucking ciggy with you, he's cool enough to watch you blast a fucking... We're making it safe for TikTok, right?
Yeah, I just...
Blasting up.
You know, this might be a hot take. I think it's honestly fine that you fucking blew your load at this job. Given this exact specific circumstance where they are daily asking you about how much, when, where, and who you're fucking, I think it's okay to then go and rub one out in the bathroom. I think the more fucked up thing is the leaks. But it sounds like he's saying that she had it on her Instagram, so it wasn't even leaks. It was literally just her posts. Which is less fucked up.
I don't know. I kind of skipped through some of the edit.
The details?
So.
Hey, man. If my boss is asking me how many times I'm coming, I'd be like, well, one more today, sir. And I'm going to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get my productivity up.
You got
to
show them that. Yeah. You got to show them that you're hard worker and you're driven, dog. Yeah.
He asked me what my smart goals are for the end of the year. You know, SMART goals. Is that what it is? Is that the acronym?
It sounds right, but I cannot tell you what it stands for.
Fuck, is it SMART? This whole joke.
Something achievable, realistic, something.
Time.
It's time, realistic. Fuck, guys, the joke falls apart.
Oh.
This is so embarrassing.
Probably wasn't going to be good anyway.
No, it wasn't.
We're going to move on to the next story.
We're flying.
This is screenshots from a Facebook group.
Okay. You know they always come in hot when it's from a Facebook gossip group.
It's called Am I the Asshole or Is This Relationship? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's a screenshot from a listener that sent it in to us.
Oh, nice. Thank you, listeners. You carry the show.
Here we go. Okay.
Oh, sorry. This specific listener that's still using Facebook, Boomer.
Am I the asshole for copying a small artist's beaded design out of spite?
That yes. Sounds like a yes.
Yeah, that's a loaded title.
Did you sell it or did you just like, that was cool, I would like that.
Hmm.
I follow this artist on social media who makes woven styled seed bead pins. She made one of my favorite animals and someone in the comments asked how much. She gave them the price. They complained about it being way too high given the supplies. I commented them back, agreeing. She made a video reply to my comment saying how rude I was, that you're not just paying for supplies, but also her time and skill, and to just make my own if I think it's that easy.
Correct.
She was super sassy and proud of herself when she said it. Now, I'm no experienced crafter, but I can say I do not like being spoken to like that. So I did. I did make my own. I screenshotted the original pattern and beaded it after watching a few YouTube tutorials and even changed the border color to better match the color palette. I put pins on the back of it since I'd be wearing it on my shoulder bag. It took me maybe a week given the learning process. When I was done, I was fairly proud of myself. Beadwork is a bit less of an artistic process, so given you follow a pattern to the last detail, it looked nearly indistinguishable.
Right, yeah, it's like pixel art.
But it's like you're the one that has to come up with the pattern in the first place, normally. When you're not stealing the pattern from someone else, normally that's part of the process.
Right.
So I do edit her response video with a silent Ooh. Video of my own beading, kind of to say like, hey, I did make my own, see? Not that bad. And not even 3 hours later, she took down almost all videos related to the incident and made another video about how I blatantly stole her design and how awful of a person I am, and to report my account.
Yeah. I mean, is there more? Sorry.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. It's not my fault I did what she told me to do as a vague threat and to try to scare me into buying a $60 beadwork piece. The supplies took me down maybe $15. It's just beads and felt. As far as I know, she's not legally protected on her designs. And even if she was, I'm not selling them for profit.
So, yeah, the whole thing. Fuck this person.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
She sucks. Or the person sucks.
No, it's fine for them to be like, that's too much. I will make it myself. That's fine. But for her to be like, why is she charging so much? It only took me a quarter of the cost that she was selling it for, plus an entire week's worth of time, and I had to copy her design. Yeah, it's so easy. Why is she selling it for so much?
Yeah, that part makes her an asshole. But she's not an asshole for doing it.
No.
Like, that's just a fucking DIY project.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That part's fine.
She's definitely the asshole for, like, antagonizing her and posting about it.
Yeah, well, and I was going to say the posting, too, was meant to be, like, a dig at her, too. It wasn't just, like, oh, no, I did what you said, but then I'm going to, when I talk about this in every other sentence, be like, you are threatening me.
Which, can't you still, like, if it was copyrighted or, you know, protected, whatever, can't you still get in trouble for that? Even if you're not selling it for profit?
I don't know. As long as, no, as long as you're not using it to, like, benefit financially at all.
But what about, like, music? When you illegally download music, you're not then selling it.
Yeah, but like that, it's different because like it'd be like, I mean,
music would be like you heard the song and then you went and re-recorded that song.
And then yourself. That's fine as long as you're not selling it. But because you're downloading the copy, then it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be like going to the store and pocketing a Reese's or going home and baking a Reese's. Like you can take the recipe if they have it posted. And do it.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, but I get why you're saying, like, this is bullshit, because it kind of is.
I mean, it's definitely shady, but, like, yeah. But I think they both kind of suck. Can I just say that?
Yeah, well, they definitely both suck.
Well, I think the artist has the right to defend their work and their prices. If you don't like my prices, don't pay them.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your shit somewhere else. You also shouldn't, like, I mean, granted, this is from the viewpoint of the person who took the beads. It kind of sounds like she was being a little like antagonistic too, of like, why don't you go do it then? Like, I don't know. It just seems kind of weird. But we're only getting one side of the story.
Yeah, that's how a story works.
And how about that was one side of the podcast. See you on the other side. Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, Crust.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Kumho Tires at TireRack.com.
I will always remember the story that my mom sent in for Mother's Day last year.
Oh, I loved that story.
About my first Mother's Day gift to her. And I would have never known that story if I didn't ask. I thought I knew my mom better than anyone. And that got me wondering, how many other stories don't I know?
StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones connect through sharing stories and memories and preserve them for years to come.
Every week, StoryWorth emails your mom a thought-provoking question of your choice from a vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought of, like, what's some of the best advice your mother gave you? Or, if you were to do it all over, what would you do differently?
After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all of those questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book the whole family can share for generations.
Give all the moms in your life a meaningful gift you'll both cherish for years with StoryWorth. Right now, for a limited time, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/judges. That's story, S-T-O-R-Y, worth, W-O-R-T-H.com/judges to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/judges.
Thanks, StoryWorth. Boys, girls, and NBs, welcome back to this side of the break.
Oh, hi.
We're here. Get used to it.
Okay.
We're great. We're straight.
Well.
We're going to co-opt things. This, we're going to.
Typical white man.
Please, really quickly, Christian, because it's going to just.
Assuming that everybody in the room is straight?
No, just. Co-opting. We're just going to take things.
Oh.
Yeah, without credit, I'm selling it for my own. Christian, hit that orange button.
Orange one.
Wow. Circle Jerge.
This week, Circle Jerge. You guys know what this week is? I mean, by this week, I mean the upcoming week.
Easter?
Last week of April?
No. Wrong. Earth the Day? NFL draft.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
And by this week, it's actually 2 weeks, about. But it's. The podcast comes out on the week of the NFL draft. And Erica, it's something that I don't fucking care about either. But we do the Judgies Draft-a-thon.
Oh, shit. Yes. That's right. That.
Last year, we did a draft on the week of the NFL draft. And it was a blast. And so we're redoing it. So we can sort of go over like last year's draft, see how it happened. And then we draft again.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Yeah.
So last year... From the beginning, the inception of the podcast to the draft, we read a total of...
From the last draft, you mean? From inception of this podcast?
I'm doing a recap of last year.
That's what I'm asking. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
164 stories.
Okay.
This year, from episode 53 until the draft, we've read 170.
Wow.
Six more stories. Now, last year, we had 34 subreddits read from.
Okay.
Okay. Like this new year, individual subreddits.
Yep. This year, 20.
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, last year, what was it? 30? No, more than that. 46% of the stories we read, am I the asshole?
Mm-hmm.
It's very top heavy.
Yeah.
This year, only 37%.
That's a problem.
Hey.
Excuse me. That also surprises me. I feel like that's like our number one.
Well, it opened up with two today. I fucks ups.
So I was losing, my mind. So here's this past year's stories subreddits written. Read. Why do I want to keep saying written? Like read, but even more past tense.
Hold up! Before we don't have to tangent too far. Go on.
Am I the asshole? 63 stories read from that. Listener submissions, 50.
Okay.
That kind of surprised me. That makes sense, though, right? It's been
got about 50 episodes since the draft.
But I had one episode where I read six of them.
How did we miss listener submissions?
Well, you had done 52 episodes.
Ah.
Relationship advice, 14.
Okay.
Shitty Ask Science, I just estimated 10 because you read a ton of them. I didn't know.
I kind of rapid-fired them.
Today, I fucked up 9.
That's it?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's very weird.
Isn't that
you just
insane?
Read two. You almost did 25% of them.
And then the 10th dentist, 5. 2X chromosomes, 2. Malicious compliance, 2. Relationships, 2. And then there's a bunch of 2s and 1s. So best of Redditor updates, 2. Female dating strategy, 2. Cursed comments, 1. Brand new sentence, 1. Insane parents, 1. Advice, 1. Anti-work, 1. Army, 1. Ask men, 1. True off my chest, 1. And 2 afraid to ask, 1.
Okay.
We introduced 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 new subreddits this year.
Whoop. It's
7
crazy.
Of them, Erica.
It's, hey.
We know what Erica brings the new subs to the table.
It's crazy that we dropped by 10 total subreddits. We dipped our little tootsies in, but we also brought in 10 new ones.
Yeah.
I want to go look at this data and see what we stopped looking at almost.
I mean, there's a ton. This is before our podcast was even like big or anything like that. We were just grabbing random fucking subreddits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just random shit like pickup lines, Tinder, no sleep, fantasy football, hobby drama, just random shit, low stakes conspiracies, creepypasta, random fucking subreddits.
I go on hobby drama a lot to see if I can find anything, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's too long.
Yeah.
There's so much like exposition and explanations, and I just
hobbyist learn to be a little more concise. Jesus.
My hobby is writing a short fucking story. How about that? But without further ado, I picked 15, or I'm sorry, I only picked 12. So of course, if you don't remember, we do 3 rounds of drafting. I picked 12 of them out for you guys to pick from, and me, of course. Now, last year, do you remember who had the first overall pick?
I think it was you.
No, it was you, and you made a big old stink about it.
Yeah, it sounds right.
So, last year, Erica, your 3 drafts were Today I Fucked Up, Malicious Compliance, and Hobby Drama.
Okay.
So we read a total of 11 stories from those subreddits. Christian's was Am I the Asshole? No Stupid Questions and Relationships. So we read a total of 65 from that. And mine was originally relationship advice, dating advice, and r/conspiracy. Erica made it seem like I somehow cheated, and so she took off relationship advice and added in crushes. So I have a whopping 0. Meaning, not that that was the point of it. It really wasn't.
No, that was the point. You lose.
It really wasn't.
You lost. Lose. No, we get it.
But that means I get the first overall pick.
That is how the draft works.
Erica gets the second pick. Christian gets the third pick.
Okay.
And now because we have an order set, there is no snake draft. So I will then pick 4th, and then I will pick 7th. Does that make sense?
Fucked. I'm absolutely fucked.
That's how it works, baby. So, Christian, I put a light blue button on that board. Don't hit it. Hit it when I say hit it. And before you're about to announce your pick, you're going to hit it. Does that make sense?
Okay. What about when Erica's about to make her pick?
Yeah, she also hits it. Well, she has to say hit the button or say my pick is in or say, Christian, do the thing. Do the dang thing.
Okay.
Hit that thing like, all right. My pick is in. With the first overall pick of the 2022 Judgies Draft, Josh selects Am I the Asshole? Christian, what do you want, man?
Easy fucking choice.
Yeah. Sometimes you get the layup and you take it. There's no reason.
I know which one I'm going for, but it's Erica's choice, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. I guess since we're going to play the game, I guess I'm going to go with listener submissions.
Okay, this is absolutely fucked, guys.
Christian, what do we want, man?
My pick is in, and I'm going with Today I Fucked Up.
Wow. So here's my take on why Today I Fucked Up was so low. I think listener submissions covered for a lot of Today I Fucked Ups.
I think you're right.
Because I don't think people want to know if they're the asshole. They're just like, here's a funny story.
That is absolutely true. My submission was a Today I Fucked Up.
Yeah. So like the listener submissions like sort of quenched those thirsts for us.
And for whoever didn't hear the episode with my Today I Fucked Up, go listen to our entire back catalog until you find it. It's a great episode.
Actually, it was one of the... So we have an Excel sheet that we try to update every week. That way we can do stuff like this. And if people ask for links, we have them all. And there was a few episodes that I go back through and backfill in because we had forgotten to. And one of them was your story. And so I went to go type in, like, you know, listener submission. And then you started telling it. I was like, oh, fuck, this is Christian's episode. I think it was 85.
Don't spoil it.
But maybe not. I guess you have to listen to all of them. Don't spoil it. My pick for the second overall pick, or round two, pick one. It's got to be relationship advice. Come on, guys. It's my favorite. You guys know it's my favorite, even though I don't ever pick from it. I love gabbing and goshing about relationship drama.
That's true. You are a big relationship advice dipper.
Yeah. This year we did a post from r/advice, and that was the first time, and that's crazy to me.
Really?
We are not an advice podcast.
We are not an advice podcast.
My next pick is going to have to be 10th Dentist.
Interesting. Interesting.
That felt like a wild card for me. I didn't think that was going to go.
I like to keep it interesting.
Do you have any fears? There's no takesies, back skis, but do you have any fear
there's that... There's trading. We can trade.
That's interseason, isn't it? Or is that preseason?
You can trade during the draft. Have you ever seen the movie The Draft?
I thought no. You trade like before you get your pick. You're like, oh, I got pick number three. I'll trade you for four picks in second round.
You can also just trade the person you drafted.
Anyway, go on.
Wow.
What's your pick?
This is Christian Kleckner here coming with the 2022 Judges draft pick. Or would it be 2023?
No, 2022.
2022.
Second round.
Second round pick draft six. Pick for Christian Kleckner's. It's going to be malicious compliance.
Why'd you hit it afterwards? No. Twice? Ugh. Malicious compliance. We also didn't do that one a ton this year, which is crazy.
Well, I think you at some point decided not that big of a fan of it.
I mean, I personally, no. Kind of similar to the bead story, mm-hmm. where it's just like, you're a dick, you're in the right, but I don't like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then also the person in that story, Erica, I was talking about you that whole time.
I
That's
know.
The
I
joke.
I could feel it.
And you know what? I'm going to do it. I, with my third round, first pick, r/advice. We're going to delve into that shit.
That's not even on this list.
It's on my list, baby. I read them all out.
Cheating! Cheating again!
No, he did read them
all. I read them all out.
He went through the entire list. He said these were the top 12.
Yeah.
Is the top 12 on your list right there?
What? I have all of them. I have all 20.
It's okay.
This is cheating. He's cheating. Again, he's a cheater.
I read them all out.
Chagrinery.
Collusion?
No.
Chagrin?
Close enough.
That's what I'm picking, so I don't know what...
Well, you're fucking lame. You're a big old cheater.
What do you want, Erica?
I guess I'll go with fucking...
Christian!
Oh, fuck.
No.
I'm going to go with Ask Science.
Should he ask science?
I guess.
It's Christian. Really unfortunate you can't stop the sound.
Now you have the pick of the whole board. What are you thinking, man?
Insane Parents is a good one. We don't do that one enough.
We only read one of them.
Here's the thing. This one's pretty low on the list, but I think it's because we just recently found it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with... Best of Reddit updates.
I put that on there specifically because I thought Erica was going to grab that. That's a very good sleeper pick.
We just started reading those like maybe a month ago, and we've already had two. It's already in the top 10.
So yeah, there we go, guys.
Erica's so mad.
Erica's mad. Always mad. It's literally a made-up stupid...
I almost threw my pencil. That would have been...
It's
hurtful.
Literally a made-up stupid game that has no weight to it, and Erica's mad that she sucks at it.
I am too competitive for this. First of all, I don't suck at it.
You aren't
Second
good
of all,
at it. You didn't win.
You had fucking zero.
Yeah.
So I had 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. So there's this thing in sports called tanking.
What do I actually win for being in first place?
a swift kick in the ass.
That's true. That was actually the warm-up season, so.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's totally cool. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. This is actually, this is the farmer's chance season.
Yeah. No.
It's like
this is kind of how my life goes. I get it.
It's like when we're playing Settlers of Catan, where we let you think that you're winning the whole time, and then we gang up.
No, it's real. Yeah, you're really just. You think I'm so little of a threat that you both team up with me in hopes to bring down the other. I get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I kind of appreciate being in that position, though.
You're welcome. Erica, do we have a listener submission? Do you have a sound ready?
You can find it. Hold on.
While Erica's looking up this sound,
mm-hmm.
we're taking it back to what I almost had a tangent about. Have you seen the TikTok about, like, tell me what your little thing that you think is secretly really funny
yeah.
or whatever? Mine is doing like double past tensed. So I like to.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, I can't even remember what word you were doing.
Readed, yeah. something like that.
I like to take a past tense word and then like change it again to yeah. make it more past tense now.
How far down is it?
I haven't done it in a while. I can't remember an exact example. So
it was something unk. You yeah. put a real hard unk on something.
Erica, you, if, hey, big judgy heads.
Bunk?
Prunked. Yeah. Get prunked.
But Erica used to get really mad at it during the Judgies podcast.
Yes.
So I had to like kick it back a little bit. Now I have stopped, but it used to be a very big staple in my comedy.
Isn't it part of why we think shitted and farted is so funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like shatted. Like it's you already shit, you shat, yeah. now you shatted.
Hey, guys, if you want to send in a listener-submitted sound, go ahead and do that over at judgespod@gmail.com. Put listener-submitted sound in the subject line.
This one is from Instagram.
You damn piss, baby.
Is that it?
You damn piss, baby. You damn piss, baby.
Incredible. I love that so much.
Goddamn piss, baby?
Yeah.
You damn piss, baby.
I didn't like how much hate was in that. But thank you for the submission. If you guys want to do that, please send them in. They can be anything. They could be brown. They could be blue.
Ugh, shut up.
They could be violet, too. They could be.
I'm not doing that.
They could be.
The next story is a listener submission.
What?
I'm just getting ready to read it.
Am I supposed to be pushing a button right now?
You could improvise an air horn or three. Okay.
Did we figure out?
Boo.
Ah.
Erica, let's get into that listener submitted story. Send them over at gmail.com or Instagram DM. This one's from Instagram.
Do you only say that because I get all of my stuff from Instagram?
I just knew. I had that vibe that it was from Instagram.
It is.
Earlier, I asked if you saw something, and you said, Christian didn't tell me, and it was literally in our email. So I just get the vibes that you don't check the email.
Because
you don't have to explain
the
yourself.
The Gmail app on my phone. I'm the only one with an iPhone, so I have the Gmail app. So it's separate from like all the rest of my emails.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong lettered mail.
Yeah, whatever. All right. This one is from Instagram. Would I be the asshole if I intentionally gave my dad's ex-girlfriend COVID?
Yeah.
How do you... I guess if you have COVID, you can be like, I'm going to spread it now. Yeah, you're the asshole.
Yes.
My dad dated this girl for about 2 years after he and my mom split. I hated her since the day we moved in with her, but never spoke a word of my disdain for her. Recently, her and my dad broke up. She's still living in the house they shared. Also, recently, I contracted COVID. As my final revenge, I was thinking of purposefully giving her COVID because ever since her and my dad broke up, she has become more insufferable than ever. Especially now that I'm sick, she would not listen when my dad told her I had COVID and still came to the house because she believed she knew better and would not contract the virus. This would be my last laugh.
What I be she's the gonna asshole? Fucking die.
And should I still go ahead with my plan?
Listen, this is a felony. You cannot commit bioterrorism. You cannot intentionally use a virus to potentially alter somebody's life for the worse permanently.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, as a joke, it would be pretty fucking funny.
No.
As a joke, prank. As a little prank?
No.
Only because she was so overconfident about not getting it.
I think the only way it's going to be cool if you hide a little camera in like a bush or something, and then you kind of like do it, and then you can be like, I got it on light. Look over there. Camera, camera, camera.
Immediately FBI. You have evidence-sized yourself. You can't create evidence for literally a felony, literally bioterrorism.
Would that be first degree since it's planned? Yes. Especially yes. now that they wrote it into us and it's like, yes. hey, I'm gonna take out.
We would Which, be accessories.
When did we hit this?
Fuck.
Yeah.
No, it was
the judges get arrested. Imagine the clickbait. Erica's foot next to handcuffs. No, don't fucking do that. Like
it,
I get
it would be toe cuffs if we're being honest. You wouldn't use handcuffs next to a picture of my foot.
Listen, as the resident foot fetishist on the podcast, they make toe cuffs. That seems insane. Why not ankle cuffs?
Well, not for dainty little feet.
Like, why do you need to tie up toes if they're extra naughty? I get it now. Don't fucking do it. Don't fucking, like, you could give them long COVID if, like, at a, like, best, like, best case scenario, they get like long COVID. Worst case scenario, they literally die. Fucking die.
Yeah.
And if they know that you intentionally did it, you are so fucked. Mm-hmm. Now, am I saying maybe take a swig out of the jug of milk and then put it back? No.
I hope not.
I'm not saying that.
Because that'd be gross. If you drink it straight from the jug, that would be gross.
Can we talk about
it's milk. So,
can we talk about the crusty, crusty top of milk? What's it doing? Yeah.
What is
I don't get milk on the outside. How's it get there?
Yeah. I get you. Listen, how does it get
like
there?
Milky condensate.
That's what my
was por- that a real one or is that a
that's what my Listen, porn name would be.
I've already puked once this morning. Milky I really condensation? Rather. Yeah.
It's the worst candy bar. They tried Milky Way and then they're like
let's just take a quick second.
Yeah.
And compose ourselves.
I saw a link on r/cooking, a little bit of a whoop this morning that was fried milk. And listen, it just looks like deep fried cheese. Oh, but the title of sense. Fried milk is insane.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Aurora 3 times.
This is going to be an absolute pilk scenario. Let me tell you right now. We're like, oh, what the fuck?
This tangentially relates back to I was at a lunch for work the other day, and their soup of the day was steak soup. And we're all like, oh, who the fuck would order a steak soup? And then I Googled it, and it's fucking beef stew, but slightly more liquidy. And it's like, oh, why call it steak soup? Just call it beef stew.
That's gross. That's worse, right?
Beef
or
stew.
Is it like a better cut of steak?
My guess is that it's just like a better cut.
Yeah.
But like, we know what beef stew is. And then I was like, you know, beef stew sounds gross, but we know what it is.
Yeah.
Listen, beef stew sounds pretty good right now. I'm not gonna lie.
But I mean, like, if you didn't know what beef stew was, like, you came from a different planet, like, hey, you want beef stew? You'd be like, what?
Yeah, the words aren't nice.
Yeah, they're bad
mouth.
Words.
Okay.
What are you stupid?
What are you
joking?
Stupid?
What are you beef? Just that's all I got.
I've got beef with the two of you.
I'm a vegetarian, and I'm not fucking scared of you.
All right. This one was also sent to us on...
And for the final story of episode 98... Take it away, Rich.
You gotta love the commitment to a bit.
Do I, though?
Yes, you're married. You said in sickness and in fitness and in health.
God, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're married?
He put that little loophole in there.
Shit.
You guys did the Celtic knot and the loopholes on that bad boy were Christian's bits. And he wasn't talking about his nuts.
He's
You're
not
right,
wrong.
He's talking about his nips. As his pre-nuptials.
Yeah.
Are you about to boo me?
No. Did you guys get a pre-chop?
Boo. Thank you. All right. This was sent to us as a screenshot from Reddit on Instagram. This is from r/relationship_advice.
Why is there so many of those same fucking subreddits?
I don't know.
I just want to know, it's Didn't bullshit we? That you found a story that you picked for the draft. It's kind of fucked up.
Wait. I don't have relationship advice.
I have relationship advice, you fool. You absolute demigorgon.
Find a new story.
But they don't count until the next year. So not until episode 105.
That makes sense.
We're almost to 100, though.
Yeah. But 104 is the actual 2 year. That's year point. Two. There's 52 weeks in a year.
Oh, no shit.
So yeah. What's going on? Why are you mad?
This is just like a lull where we don't count?
It's the off season. Yeah, it's preseason.
It's fucking stupid. Sports are stupid.
It's a made up game. I can't stress this enough. It doesn't matter.
Let me tell this last story. It's from relationship_advice. How can I, 27 female, Christian, quit laughing over there?
You're interrupting her by being silent and laughing.
Yeah, he's distracting me.
It's rude as shit to be funny and having a good time.
I'm sorry.
She can't have a good time for 9 months, so therefore you can't have a good time.
Yeah, see?
She's a momster.
One of the Amoeba Brothers. What?
Is that Osmosis
from Powerpuff
Jones?
Girls?
You don't know the Amoeba Brothers?
I'm sorry.
God, it's like I'm the only good one on this show. How can I, 27 female, get my boyfriend, 31 male, of 2 years, to stop digging his tunnel?
You saved this for last. The more I think about the title, just the more my brain enjoys that title. To stop digging his tunnel. Her boyfriend is Elon Musk.
The whole time I was reading this, I was just singing the Secret Tunnel song from Avatar The Last Airbender. So, if you could...
Moment of silence?
Yeah, I don't edit like that.
Secret Tunnel.
I'll put it over her singing. Okay. Yeah, that's my editing style. Today is actually National Anime Day, so good choice.
Thank you. Avatar The Last Airbender is my favorite anime.
We're fucking canceled now.
Mine is Corey in the House.
Korra.
Hey, man. You got it.
Okay, anyway. So I know this is a weird question, but my boyfriend likes to spend a lot of his free time digging a tunnel on some property that he inherited. I haven't seen the full extent of it, but last I saw, it was remarkably deep under the surface.
I was just about to ask, do you think it's just digging it deep down, or do you think it's a long tunnel?
Well, it has to start at surface at some point, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering if it's more of a straight down or like, is he digging a tunnel to China, or is it like
are we doing chutes or ladders to get up and down?
Okay.
Shoot.
He spent roughly a year on it.
Wow.
And it's evident. The front of the thing is deep and wide, well put together. At the front, which is the only part that I've seen, he's got cement beams, electric lights, even chairs and a small table.
Okay, he's made a little man cave.
I haven't gone into it, but it looked like the quality severely dropped as the tunnel went further, mostly becoming open dirt with some wood beams holding it up.
Yeah,
I believe that's how it normally goes, right?
Yeah.
My biggest concern is his safety. I'm really worried that he's going to dig too deep and it'll collapse on him or something. I've tried voicing this concern to him, but he just laughs it off and assures me that he'll be fine. Aside from safety concerns, there's also the fact that he doesn't really have a social life because of this thing.
That's weird. If you're digging a social hole, you got to have friends to fill it.
I would give it a little time. I bet once he's closer, he gets a little deeper in the hole, I bet the friends
No, that wasn't come... even a pun. I'm like being serious. She said there's a table and chairs. Like, who the fuck is sitting there?
Him, when he takes his break.
But like, why two chairs?
Well, in case he's got to come, he's got a guest.
He doesn't.
For the canary that died.
We always leave one plate for the canary.
That's so sad. I'm pretty much the only person he still talks to outside of his job, and he doesn't go out and do anything anymore. It used to be that he'd occasionally head out and do some digging on the weekends, but now he spends almost all of his free time out there. He still comes home, but he barely spends any time with me. And I know that he isn't doing anything but digging... I know he isn't doing anything but digging that damn hole in the ground. This can't be good for his mental health, but I don't know how I can convince him to stop. He's always really happy when he comes back from digging, which is why I haven't seriously tried to stop him before, but I was talking to a friend about him, and she told me he might be going crazy. Obviously, I don't think he's insane, but I haven't considered the mental health aspect of this, and I just don't know what to do.
How much do you have to suck that somebody would rather be digging a hole than spend time with you? You know what I mean? Like, you got, like, in order to have you ever dug? Digging sucks.
Digging does suck.
It hurts the back. To come home with a fucking, to leisurely dig for not money, like, you're not getting paid for it, to go on your free time and dig and come home with a smile, your wife fucking sucks.
Girlfriend, but
also,
sure.
A little bit of a red flag that she's dating a minor, right? I wonder if I get a lot of theories. I wonder if he like struck like a natural gas well and he's just like literally like every day seeping a little bit more and like kind of getting that euphoria out of it.
That'd be kind of cool.
No, that's bad.
What if he found like a gold vein down there and he's just like, I'm not fucking telling her about this.
He's smithing an engagement ring with the ores that he's. This dude's doing Minecraft IRL.
So the listener that sent this to us added the comment, serial killer vibes.
Yeah, it definitely is concerning.
And that's how I took this.
Yeah. I do get those vibes. I also wonder, like, you gotta think, back in, like, prehistoric man, there had to be a dude that just, like, digging to figure out that there's fucking minerals in the ground, right? Maybe he's just going back to his ancestral roots and he's just likes to dig. Let him dig.
Yeah, he's not doing the paleo diet. He's doing the paleo like lifestyle. Interesting. I definitely tell all your friends where it is.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you go missing.
Yeah.
It's at first I was like, listen, dudes love doing stupid shit like taking a random fucking hole, digging it, setting up fucking tables and shit just to go drink beers in a random hole. Weird that he has no friends. Yeah. I would stop immediately when I could get about waist high in that shit and put a fucking card table in there.
I also think that like every once in a while you should just surprise him there.
Ooh.
And make sure that no one else is, you know, in there screaming for help.
Surprise the sociopath. Good.
Maybe bring a friend with you.
Bring a friend in a 9mm.
And maybe turn on your location, share that with a friend, tell multiple people where you're going. Do you have a cop relative? Maybe take them too.
This is... disagree. This is a story that I am begging. It was a screenshot from a post, right?
Yeah.
Facebook post?
It was on Reddit, from Reddit.
We need an update for this bitch. We need to be eyes peeled waiting for an update on this. Yeah. I need to know. I need to have the guy come on like, hey, my wife posted the other day about me digging my hole.
I'm totally fine.
She pretty much nailed it.
No one is in the hole but me.
My name is Toph. And with that,
we're off.
Let's sign it off.
Secret tunnel. Secret tunnel.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. It was a fun one. It was a good one. Some would say it was the best one that we've recorded today. And Erica, where can they go and find us if they want more content?
You can find us at Judgy's Pod on Twitter, TikTok. Hold on.
Oh, my Lord.
Twitter?
Twitter. YouTube, Patreon, and Instagram.
You missed Twitch somehow.
You have it's Twitter on there twice instead of Twitch.
Well, I missed Twitch somehow.
And Twitch.
You bitch.
Thank you, Christian.
And what's that tag?
I literally said it at the top. At Judgy's Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
And if you want to send in listener-submitted sounds, listener-submitted stories, send in a Reddit post. Christian, where should they do that cat?
Send those on over to us at judgespod@gmail.com.
Sitting so prim and proper.
Be sure to have in the subject line whether it's a listener, submitted sound, or story.
And guys, go ahead and leave us a review. Go ahead, Join our Patreon. You can leave a question for our episode 100 question-a-thon. We're going to answer 100 questions in 100 minutes.
Easy.
100 minutes? It's going to be an extra long episode?
It is. Yep. Okay. And we're going to live stream it.
Uh-oh. We're live streaming it?
No, fuck that.
Whew. Okay.
We would get too distracted. Idiots.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen me try to live stream?
No.
No.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Have a great week.
Hey, I don't know. The judges love you. I'm gonna mess up the kiss, you know.
Somebody said in the Discord that it's, you should try to do it one beat before the kiss. And I said, that's gonna be... So, it's the same problem.
Yeah. Now I'm just counting to -1. And I'm counting to 3 instead of 4, basically. Bye.